Welcome to the Light Church Podcast. This is David Oaks. I'm pastor of the Light Church Fellowship in Bartlesville, Oklahoma, and I'm founder of Israel Study Tours with David Oaks and David Oaks Ministries. Thanks for joining me for this latest edition of the Light Church Podcast. Now, we started last time when we were together speaking on the subject of the power of the tongue, going back and discussing some of the basic foundations of the Christian walk. Now, some people aren't taught these things, so they really need to be taught them. But we're just going back, and I'm using for a guide, a ministry guide, or a ministry style of teaching that I first heard from T.L. Osborne when I was graduating from Rhema Bible Training Center at the commencement exercises, and he just stood up and began to read scriptures from the Bible pertaining to his subject. Well, over the years, I've employed that exact same technique occasionally, once in a while, not often, but once in a while, because I find that it just has a lot of power to it when you just get many scriptures pertaining to your subject of study, and you just read many, many scriptures and then expound on them a little bit. And so that's the technique that we have employed for these teachings. We're just going through scriptures pertaining to the power of the tongue, and we're teaching straight out of the Bible to tell you the importance of speaking with your mouth good things based on the Word of God. We're using as our primary foundation scripture Proverbs the 18th chapter, verse 21, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof." Your tongue is like a tree. The Bible calls it the tree of life in one thing. Your tongue bears fruit, and what you're speaking is going to determine the fruit that you are going to be producing and partaking of in your life. Are you speaking things that are pertaining to death, or are you speaking things pertaining to life? If you walk around talking about what you see all the time, what you feel, what you're experiencing, most likely you are going to not be experiencing a lot of great things in your life. But if we walk around, praise be unto God, and we speak the Word of God without fail in all situations, in all circumstances, we are going to experience the life, the Zoe life of God that God has intended for the believer. Now, we have quoted from Brother E.W. Kenyon twice, and so we're going to repeat those quotes. Your confession is your estimation of the value of the Word of God. What you say is attaching the value that you apply to the Word. Do you believe the Word is important? Do you believe the Word has great value? If you believe that it has great value, then you are going to be speaking it in every situation and not walk by what you see or what you feel. E.W. Kenyon went on to say, "You said you could not, and the moment you said it, you were whipped. You are imprisoned with your own words. You talked failure, and failure held you in bondage." People talk about what they couldn't do, how they failed, and they're totally negligent when it comes to the Word of God, when the Word of God says that I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Oh, blessed be the name of God. We have the ability to succeed and exceed all of everybody's expectations for our life. Blessed be the name of God, if we stand on the Word of God and speak the Word of God. Now, when we left off last week, we left off in Psalm 34, verse 12 and 13, so we'll go back to that location now. "What man is he that desireth life and loveth many days that he may see good?" That's a question. How many of us desire life? My hand's up right now and behind this microphone. My hand's up. I desire life. I want life, glory to God, the Zoe life of God, life as God has life, life as God experiences life. That's the kind of life that I want here on earth. I want heaven's life right down here on earth. Blessed be the name of God. "And how many of you love many days that you may see good?" Oh, how many of you want to live a long time? Psalm 91 verse 16 says, "With long life will I satisfy them and show him my salvation." God wants us to live long life. Do you want to live a long life? I lift my hand right now. Then it tells us not only that we can live a long life, but we can experience good in that long life. I want to experience all the good glory to God that God has for David Oaks. His wonderful divine health. Oh, blessed God. His prosperity, his peace, his comfort, his love, his joy, his goodness. Those are the things that I want to experience in my life. The blessed goodness and joy of receiving revelation about his holy word. Those are the things that I want to experience in my life. Then he tells us how. That's the question. Verse 13 is how. "Then keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile." It's all geared to that. What's geared to it? Well, the life, many days, and good during those many days is based on what you do with your tongue. You say all kinds of garbage all day long, week after week, month after month, year after year, and you're going to get garbage. We need to change the way that we talk and speak like God speaks. Did you hear Pastor David? Pastor David loves you. You know, there's only one reason why I'm taking the time to do these podcasts. It's because I just love people, and I want to teach people the Word of God. And one person, get a hold of the Word of God, hallelujah, and it will transform their life. But all of us can do this. Just speak what the Bible says. Now, we're going to give you things to speak in the days to come. But for now, we're just laying our foundation. Blessed be God. Hallelujah. Now, the New Living Translation says of Psalm 34, verse 12 and 13, do any of you want to live a life that is long and good? Then watch your tongue. Keep your lips from telling lies. Folks, anything that's contrary to the Word of God is a lie. The devil's the father of lies. Anything that comes from an avenue that is contrary to the Word of God is a lie. Did you get it? God is truth. The Word is truth. Jesus prayed in John 17 that we would be sanctified with the truth. Thy word is truth, he said. The word is the truth. Everything contrary to the word is a bold-faced lie. Are you listening to me? Well, my Bible says this. Do any of you want to live a life that is long and good? Then watch your tongue. Keep your lips from telling things that are contrary to the word of God. You just can't talk about how badly things are going. You can't talk about how badly you feel because the Word of God, hallelujah, tells us we're overcomers. And we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. What are you testifying to? Testimony is a witness. What are you witnessing? Well, I'm going to witness the Word of God and not just witness what my eyes see. Glory be unto God. Hallelujah. The Lord's good. Glory to Jesus. Notice that again. In the New Living Translation, do any of you want to live a life that is long and good? Then watch your tongue. Keep your lips from telling lies. Psalm 35, verse 28. And my tongue shall speak of thy righteousness. The psalmist told us, David, the psalmist told us what his tongue spoke. He said, my tongue speaks of thy righteousness. And what else? Thy praise all the day long. David spoke things that were in alignment with God's decrees. David just didn't talk about what he saw all the time. David talked about what the Word of God said. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Notice what else? Thy praise all the day long. David praised God Almighty all the day long. He put praises in his mouth. Praise the Lord. He didn't lift up his hand and say, oh, my life is terrible. My life is terrible. No, he lifted up his hands and said, Lord, I just praise you. I thank you, Lord, in the midst of the storm, you're still my God. I thank you, Lord God, that you raised me above the storm. I thank you, Lord, my feet are planted firmly upon the solid rock, and your word will never let me down. Your word will not fail me. Your word has power, and your word pushes me through. I mean, David praised him and gave him thanksgiving. There are things that we should be using our mouth for, and there are things that we should not be using our mouth for, my friend. Psalm 45, right now, if you would, please. Psalm 45, verse 1. My heart is inditing a good matter. I speak of the things which I have made touching the king. Get this next line. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer. Your tongue, my friends, is like a writing utensil. What are you writing with it? What are you writing for your life? What are you decreeing over your life, pronouncing over your life, reporting over your life? We need to be writing with our tongue that which is Bible-based and that which is good. A life of success, a life of prosperity, a life of abundance, a life of joy, a life of peace, a life of favor, a life of grace, using our tongue to pen like a writer does, using our life to our tongue to construct for us a life that we want to live and that we desire to live, using our tongue in a proper fashion to speak glory to God, peace into situations. God stepped out on the edge of the stage of the universe, and with his tongue he pronounced, light be. And it says, and light was in Hebrew. He said, light be and light was. He pronounced, glory to God, in the midst of the darkness what he wanted to occur. It was dark. The atmosphere was void of the presence of God. The earth was void of the presence of God. And God's presence needed to come back into the earth before the construction, the reconstruction of this planet could begin and the replenishing of this planet could begin, because darkness had overwhelmed the earth through the fall of Satan. And God got down there and he didn't say, it's dark. What am I going to do? No, he said, light be. And the Bible says, and light was. Light became, because God said. And God said, and it was good. It's good when the word of God comes about. It's bad when it doesn't. So in the darkness of your day and the darkness of your hour, you can't decree what you see. Well, it's dark. You're going to have to decree, glory to God, light be in this situation. Victory be in this situation. I call victory into existence. And I call an overcoming step for me right now to overcome these obstacles in my office. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, it will not hold me back, but I move forward in the name of Jesus. There's success for me, even in this situation. There's success for me. There's glory for me. There's favor for me in this situation. Don't speak what you see. Speak the word of the living God. Hallelujah. And let your tongue write for you your future and what you want to experience in your future, beginning right now, my friends. Folks, I tell you what, this is life filled. This is the word of God. This is how God does things. This is how God exists. This is how God walks. Jesus said over there in Mark, the 11th chapter, he said, have faith in God. The marginal rendering says, have the God kind of faith. Have the faith of God. Well, if God expects us to have the God kind of faith, then we have to do things the way the Bible says and that God does it. And then he went on to tell us the God kind of faith. Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, whosoever shall say, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, whosoever shall say unto this mountain. If you are experiencing a mountain that you think is difficult to overcome and you perceive you are incapable of overcoming, you're going to have to say to that mountain, that big high place in your life, you're going to have to say, this is how God does it. Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but believe those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. He shall have whatsoever he saith. You just don't look at the mountain and say, there's a mountain. Yeah, and I can't overcome that mountain. That mountain's a big mountain. My parents had that same mountain in their life, and they never did overcome it. That mountain stayed there every day till the last breath they took on this earth. It never moved. You can sit there and talk to that mountain that way, or you can tell that mountain it's got to be removed out of your life and speak to it and take dominance over that thing and dominate it. God has made man to have dominion. You're not going to have dominion in your own strength. You're only going to have dominion, glory to God, in the strength of God and by uttering the words of the Lord God Almighty. Just like God says, don't just say, there's a mountain, there's a mountain, there's a mountain. Say, glory to God, mountain, you're out of my life in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I take authority over you. You're out of my life in Jesus' name. I hold the blood of Jesus against you. You're out of my life. If your mountain's sickness and disease, you cannot stay in my life. Jesus died on the tree, took stripes on his back so that health is mine. I take hold of my health today and I say, I'm healthy. I say, I'm strong in Jesus' holy and majestic name. Walking by the word. And not walking by sight. What are you using your tongue to author in your life? You need to be writing a life of positive success and not using your tongue to write that which is negative and that which is of defeat. I tell you what, folks, this is Bible. This is Bible. Some people will ridicule it. Some people will ridicule you. But it is Bible. So they're ridiculing the Bible. And we're not going to do that. Glory to God. Now look here with me to Proverbs, the 12th chapter. Proverbs, the 12th chapter, verse 19. The lip of truth shall be established forever, but a lying tongue is but for a moment. Now this is speaking of, people who are lying they might be lying about you, telling lies about you. But that's just going to be for a moment. The truth's going to come up. The truth will come to the top. Are you listening to me? But let's look at the first part of that because it's applicable to our situation that we're dealing with now. The lip of truth shall be established forever. You declare the truth of the word of the living God, and the word is eternal. The word will come to pass, glory to God. It will be established. The words that we speak that are in alignment with the word of God will be established. Glory be unto God Almighty. Will be established. Well, let's look at the next scripture, Proverbs, the 12th chapter. Proverbs, the 12th chapter. Hallelujah. Verse 6. The words of the wicked are to lie in wait for blood, but the mouth of the upright shall deliver them. Oh, hallelujah. My mouth, the words that I speak, shall bring deliverance in my life. How many scriptures have we looked at over the last two podcasts? We have looked at many, many scriptures, and they're all telling us basically the same thing. You can create in your life life or destruction. You can create in your life deliverance or bondage. Whatever we want, we can take the word of God, find what God has said on it, utilize it, believe it in our heart, speak it with our mouth, and we will have, glory be unto God, what we say. Notice the scripture again. But the mouth of the upright shall deliver them. The mouth of the upright shall deliver them. Everybody say that with me. My mouth shall deliver me because I am upright and I love the Lord God and serve Him. My mouth shall deliver them. Doesn't say God's going to come down and deliver you. It says your mouth's going to deliver you. Your mouth, glory to God, is going to loose you from destruction. God's given us His word. He works with His word. He watches over His word, the prophet told us in Isaiah. That He watches over His word to perform it. Hallelujah. Are you listening to me? Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Everybody just say praise the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I said Isaiah. I had to look. No, it's actually Jeremiah. It says He will hasten. He'll look over His word to perform it. Praise the Lord. God is good. Proverbs, the 12th chapter, verse 14. A man shall be satisfied with good by the fruit of his mouth, and the recompense of a man's hand shall be rendered unto him. Now, I want you to notice the correlation that's being drawn in the context of this scripture. Go to the latter part of it, if you would, please. And the recompense of a man's hand shall be rendered unto him. A recompense, I always define it this way. A recompense, the Bible speaks of a recompense of reward. The recompense is the degree of effort that you put into something. The reward is going to be equal to the degree of effort that you put into it. If you just put a little into the word, the reward you get is just going to be little. If you put great amounts of effort into the word of God, then you're going to get a great amount of reward from the effort that you put in the word. Did you get what recompense is? The amount of, the degree of effort I put into a situation will be, the reward will be equal to that. Now notice this, it says, and the recompense of a man's hands, the degree of effort that he puts into his labors shall be rendered unto him again. The degree of effort that he puts into the labors, he's going to reap back a reward that is equal to the labor that he puts in or the effort that he exerts in those labors. Now in correlation, in context, it says, a man shall be satisfied with good by the fruit of his mouth. In other words, your words, my friends, are laborers for you. They are your employee. Your words, the degree of effort that you put into the positive confession of God's holy word, the degree of effort that you put into this to do it will be, your reward will be equal to that degree of effort. Glory to God. So this is not something you can just get up in the morning and say, I'm blessed in the name of Jesus, and then go talk about it. You're not putting any effort into that. But if you make a conscious, energetic application of the Word of God, that is being diligent, you make a constant, energetic application of the Word of God, and you put much energy into speaking the word of God, your words are like laborers and your words are moving in the realm of the Spirit to go out. And remember last week we looked at death and life are in the hand of the tongue. The power of the tongue is the word yod, the hand. Your words are going out like laboring hands and getting for you and bringing into your life that which you need to succeed and to prosper. Glory to God. A man shall be satisfied with good by the fruit of his mouth. You speak the goodness of God's word. You speak the positive nature of God's word. You speak what God has said concerning situations, your health, your prosperity, all the areas of life. You speak what God speaks, and these little employees are going out. You're putting energy into doing this, and your reward that is brought back to you by those words, those employees, glory be unto God, will be equal to the effort that you put into your confession. This is not something that can be touched occasionally. Your life must be made up of speaking the word and only the word, so help you. Are you listening to me tonight, my friends, or day, whenever you're listening to this podcast? Blessed be the name of the Almighty God. A man shall be satisfied with good by the fruit of his lips, by the fruit of his mouth, and the recompense of a man's hand shall be rendered unto him. Blessed be God Almighty. Now look at Proverbs 13, if you would, please. Verse 2 and 3. A man shall eat good by the fruit of his mouth, but the soul of the transgressors shall eat violence. You're going to eat good by the fruit that these lips are producing. Your mouth is a tree of life. What fruit is it producing? You're going to eat good by what you say. But you're only going to eat good if you're saying good things. If you're planting seeds of good, that's when you're going to receive good. This is not to be left up to somebody else to speak. We've got to go with the word of God. You know, many times in the past, I used to listen to political commentators and used to listen to sports commentators and this kind of thing. But it just was so negative. Everything was negative. Everything was talking poorly about people. I mean, whether I agree with this politician or that politician, I can't just sit there and run that man down and run him down and run him down and run him down. That's not going to add anything to my life. Praise the Lord. My Bible says to pray for those that are in authority, not run them down, not make millions and billions of dollars having television shows that do nothing but destroy politicians. Here was Paul. Paul was operating under the rulership of Nero, one of the most cruel, one of the most disgusting rulers in history. And Paul, we have his writings, which are his sermons. We have his sermons, and he never talked against the authorities. He never ran them down. He just said, pray for them. I mean, the church of the Lord Jesus Christ in the world has just got things messed up. We're supposed to do things God's way. You're never going to change anything by enunciating what you see. You're only going to change things, glory to God, by speaking the word over situations, and that includes our politicians, no matter what party they're of. No matter what party they're of. I mean, God will turn things in the lives of politicians. You look at the rulers in the time of Daniel. And Daniel was there in Babylon, and then after that, the Medo-Persian Empire. And there were some ungodly rulers, yet they turned and functioned according to the precepts of God's word. And even in the time of Nehemiah, gave him leave and provided for him to go back and to begin to establish the walls of Jerusalem. And these were ungodly men without covenants with God. Yet God turned situations, and God can turn ugly politicians to the right way if the church will do and speak what God has said to do and to speak. And running folks down is not the solution. I don't care what political party they are. It's not the solution. The solution is the word of God and speaking over folks what the word of God says. And running down your favorite athlete or your unfavorite athlete and his latest turmoil that he's going through, and maybe he had a bad game, is not going to do anything that's positive for your life. How would you like for them to have a TV show to run down every mistake that you made in the office today? You wouldn't like it. And yet we turn on our televisions and listen and our radios and listen to them, run down the coaches, run down and speak poorly of athletes. Folks, this is not how you get God's will in your life. We cannot use our tongue and in this fashion. We do not have trash cans attached to the side of our head to collect all the garbage that's being spoken in this world. No, we've got to protect our ears. Take heed what we hear. We have to take heed. We have to be careful of what we hear, because you hear stuff long enough and you're going to start speaking it. Faith cometh by hearing, positively and negatively. You hear it, you're going to talk it. So we need to turn off our ears to things. Are you listening to me? And then shut our mouths. A man shall eat good by the fruit of his mouth. Verse 3 says, he that keepeth his mouth keepeth his life. If you watch over your mouth and guard your mouth and tend your mouth as a shepherd would tend sheep, you keep your mouth, you're going to keep your life. What you say is going to bring life or death into your life, construction or destruction. Let's construct with our words. Let's say the right manner of things. Hallelujah. Folks, this is good word. I don't care who's preaching it. Proverbs 14, verse 3. In the mouth of the foolish is a rod of pride, but the lips of the wise shall preserve them. In the mouth of the foolish is a rod of pride, but the lips of the wise shall preserve them. What you speak, remember what a wise man was from last week. A wise man is a man or a woman who will take the word of God and walk in its precepts, glory to God, and stick with the word of God and not walk contrary or not speak contrary to the word of God, but applicate, take a firm and diligent application of the word of God and apply it to their life. Apply the word to their life. That's a wise person. And it says, the lips of a wise person shall preserve them. Your lips can preserve you or kill you. You are a product of what you have been saying. Praise be unto God Almighty. Folks, the body of Christ needs to get a hold of this truth. Chapter 15, if you would please. Verse 4, a wholesome tongue is a tree of life. Ooh. We read this last week. We're going to read it again this week. A gentle tongue, it says in the Amplified, a gentle tongue with its healing power is a tree of life. But willful contrariness in it, in the tongue, breaks down the spirit. I mean, you can cause yourself spiritual harm if you just willfully are negligent to do what we're speaking today. Speak the word and watch it bring healing into your life. Glory to God. Proverbs, the 16th chapter. Proverbs, the 16th chapter. Hallelujah. Verse 23. It says this, the heart of the wise teaches his mouth and addeth learning to his lips. Pleasant words are as a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and health to the bones. Oh, and this time, boy, we need health to our bones. Your word spoken can strengthen your bones. I mean, you might be sick. You might be suffering from some form of cancer that has had a direct impact on your bones. But let me tell you what, the spoken word of God will bring health to your bones. Maybe you have some kind of arthritic condition. The speaking of the word of God will bring health to your bones. Whatever your bones need, glory to God, hallelujah, you can get what you need by the spoken word of God. Hallelujah. They might have told you that it's too late. Glory be unto God, it's not too late. You speak the word of God and health will come if you do it diligently and make this firm application of God's word. It's not going to work just once or twice. You stick with it. You let God approve of your faith. Glory be unto God. And you can have health in your bones, sick person. I'm telling you, I don't care what man says. You speak the word of God and health will come to your bones. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that's the way it is. Ha ha. Chapter 15, verse 23 says this, a man hath joy by the answer of his mouth. Chapter 15, verse 23, and a word spoken in due season, how good is it? A man hath joy by the answer of his mouth. What's your mouth saying to situations and circumstances that come your way? How are you answering them? Well, it's a terrible day. I mean, bad things are happening to me. You're just sucking the joy out of your life. But if you speak the word of God, you can have joy in all situations, no matter how ugly people are to you. People can just be ugly to you. You can be so kind to them and they just turn around and be ugly to you. But I tell you what, the devil can't steal your joy, and they can't if you just speak the word of God out of your mouth. Are you listening to the preacher today in Jesus' name? Now, we're going to stop here and we're going to pick up here again next time for another podcast on the power of the tongue. Folks, we love you, and we're speaking the truth to you out of God's word because we love you so much. Remember DavidOaksMinistries.org, DAVIDOAKS, ministries.org, DavidOaksMinistries.org. One more time, DavidOaksMinistries.org. Go there and visit us online. If you'd like to contact us for any reason, feel free to do so. Just go to the contact page. We have the Healing School on there. Go to the Healing School. Download full sermons, full-length sermons that were preached in our Healing School in the summer of 2003, I believe it was. Many hundreds and hundreds of Healing School sermons have been downloaded because we know that many people are hurting and many people are sick and they need a healing touch from Jesus. Go there, download those sermons and listen to them diligently, take notes, and you'll be blessed by them at davidoaksministries.org. Again, we love and appreciate you. This is Pastor David Oaks speaking to you from the Light Church Fellowship in Bartlesville, Oklahoma, 1244 Southeast Washington, Bartlesville, Oklahoma. Be blessed in the name of Jesus.